Today, there are an estimated 40 million enslaved people throughout the world, generating $150 billion each year in illicit profits for traffickers. Some are forced into sex slavery, child, or forced marriage slavery. Others are held in bondage, sometimes at gunpoint and behind locked doors. Today's slaves are seen as a commodity, perhaps costing only $90 per slave. They are easily disposed of if they become sick or injured. Unbeknown to us, clothing, jewelry, and other commodities we purchase may sometimes come from slave labor. The Jews were enslaved in Egypt 1,200 years before Jesus. Passover celebrates their journey to freedom through the desert and into the Promised Land. Before they left Egypt, they smeared the blood of the unblemished lambs over the doorposts of their houses so that the angel of death would pass by. The Jews to this day celebrate Passover, eating the sacrificial lambs. John the Baptist, when Jesus began his public ministry, proclaimed, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." On Good Friday, Jesus became the Passover Lamb of God, sacrificed to set humanity free from its slavery. In the time of Jesus, the Jews believed sacrificing animals was the way to worship God. Jesus, dying on the cross, however, revealed that the true worship of God was through sacrificial love for others. Christ crucified has replaced temple sacrifices. The cross became the symbol of true worship. God is glorified not by the sacrifice of bulls and oxen, but through lives generously given to help set people free. In the letter to the Hebrews, we read, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure. Then I said, Behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of the book." Water and blood flowed from the pierced heart of Jesus. His death enabled the church, now the body of Christ, to come into existence through baptism and Eucharist. We hear St. Paul exclaiming, "Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ?" Jesus' self-emptying love on the cross has given birth to the church of selfless love. During Jesus' life, he entered completely into the brokenness and corruption of the world. He did not fight against it with swords and guns. He was not a revolutionary like the Jewish zealots. He fought against the brokenness, the injustice and corruption of the world with selfless love. He drank the misery of the world's horror. He became the focal point or source of healing and reconciliation. In the letter to the Hebrews, we hear, "Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and when he was made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him." As members of Christ, baptized into his people, we often fail to live up to our call of self-emptying love to set people free. We often remain enslaved. We can become more free as we open our hearts and minds to God's word, spoken by the example of the selfless love of others. We can become more free as we reflect more deeply upon the scriptural word of God, to fight against the world's corruption, we must take time for silence and prayer. The more we are transformed into God's Word, the more we become capable of authentic worship. Because we ourselves are still broken, Christ, now risen, continues to offer us His total love and strength through His Holy Spirit, through Eucharist and prayer. Only in that way can we understand how we are to love and to free the world. St. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, writes, "I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship." St. Paul also states, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." On Good Friday, we remember Christ poured out his life in love for the broken, corrupted, and enslaved people. He became God's sacrificial lamb. We who venerate the cross of Jesus, with the strength that comes from Christ's Spirit, enter into our world not to overcome evil with evil, but to overcome evil with self-sacrificing love.